I have had the opportunity to go and pay respects over the number of years that I've been in the metro area for our neighbors, family, friends that have died while they've been working, and the moving ceremonies. In fact, I recall getting asked to carry one of the roses up to the memorial. It must have been about 8 years ago. Obviously, all these years later, I still think about that whenever I see reports like this coming out, when the Bureau of Labor Statistics reports on the number of North Dakotans, Minnesotans, and people in every state whom have died. Now, in North Dakota, the numbers of people that have died on the job continue to climb, at least over the last few years. And the AFL-CIO monitors this, and they're the ones that help organize those memorials and, quite frankly, stand up for workers' rights. Landis Larson is a friend of the show and, quite frankly, one of those leaders of the AFL-CIO in North Dakota. Landis, welcome back to Afternoons Live. How are you?
Not too bad. Thanks for having me on, Tyler.
I appreciate you taking some time. And I want to give credit where I first saw this. C.S. Hagen and the forum had brought this article to my attention. And, you know, it shows that North Dakota appears to be on track to being one of the deadliest states to work in. Landis, those memorials that we've undertaken, that we've gone to, that means they're adding, because we're unfortunately adding more names to those we're taking a moment to pay respects to. What are you hearing from your AFL-CIO members about work conditions in North Dakota?
Well, you know, it's sad to say that as long as I've been doing this job, we've always been in the top four for per capita deaths in the nation. And there hasn't been much improvement. You know, I think our workmen's compensation laws shield the employers to such an extent that they don't really have to care about safety as much as they should.
When it comes to that aspect, this report and others talk about industries, right? I guess ways of which these neighbors of ours, our family and friends, have died on the job. And, you know, they look at, what was it transportation related? Was it heavy equipment related? And it's interesting, and not an enjoyable way whatsoever, about where it seems though that we have most danger in North Dakota. And I say that because when I read that, transportation being one of the things that isn't as high compared to other states, I think about, well, how many of the people listening right now drive to and from work or drive for work? But there are other areas that we certainly need to improve upon on when it comes to the heavy equipment and some of those types of careers. I don't know where you address that, Landis. I'm curious if it's better training, if it's more safety measures on the job. What do you think it would help minimize the impacts on the job for this?
You know, I think we really need to change our mindset and focus more on safety for our employees. Like I said, in North Dakota, you can't sue your employer when you get hurt unless they wanted you to get hurt. Even being derelict of duty and, you know, not having safety involved in your job doesn't let you sue the employer. You're just going to end up getting your workman's compensation benefit. And that'll be the best you can get.
The attitude on that side, you know, let's say, as you're getting to, not somebody who's died on the job, but they've thankfully survived. Has anything improved? I say this because, you know, yesterday we were going to have our conversation, but because of the news of the retrieval of electronic communications on Wayne Stengem's cell phone, people were all in on that. And I get, anytime that there's something that might impact workers' compensation, might benefit workers, people say, maybe there's something in there on this. And I don't have the message saved, Landis, but I can summarize it of saying that when it comes to those workers who are injured that have to go and basically fight the state, the Attorney General's office has a rather large involvement in that. That leads me to believe that those workers that have gone through an injury still view the state's procedures of trying to protect them as far below what is necessary in the state. Is that accurate?
That is very accurate.
So we've made very little progress. So what, WSI or any of those things?
it really hasn't changed for the better for, what did they change it, 1985? Mm. They had a big revamp of the law, and they cut permanent partial impairment awards down. I mean, I just reviewed a case of a 15-year-old at a car wash up in Grand Forks in 1997. They got his arm ripped off, and he wasn't able to sue, even though that they knew there was something wrong with the machine. He got medical benefits, but he didn't get vocational or disability benefits because he had not sustained a catastrophic injury under the law. And he didn't get retrained because he could return to his pre-injury wages as a pizza boy.
Yeah. So
that's our protection in North Dakota.
And that seems like a level of disrespect for the individual, because anybody listening right now hearing what happened to that young man knows that that is, in fact, a catastrophic injury. You know, I mean, the fact that that's not included in some century code somewhere is quite short-sighted. But back to this report, you know, I mean, the last 3 years that we've gone back, we've seen an uptick, you know, every year of, you know, North Dakotans or people whom at least have been working in North Dakota dying on the job. Is there anything planned to try to address this coming in the session? I mean, I know that every year those memorial services are there. They're great to honor those whom have, but I want those to get shorter. I want fewer names to be read at those memorial services that are held at the union halls across the state. Is there a game plan, is what I'm asking, from you and your union members to try to help make it more safe to work in North Dakota?
Well, you know, we could try to get some of the laws changed in North Dakota because it's all in statute for our workman's comp. But in this legislature, so stacked against, you know, with the Republican and business partners, it's a really tough thing to get done.
Well, Landis, we're going to be following along this report and, of course, those memorial services coming up in a short amount of time here. You be sure to let us know when those are so we can get some of the KFGO listeners there, all right?
Will do.
All right. Appreciate your time as always. Landis Larson, the AFL-CIO. He's the head honcho in this area when it comes to, you know, making sure that workers are being heard. And it's not an easy task to do for a variety of reasons. We'll get back to your thoughts, 35270. Lots of passion coming in about our conversation of where people are spending money and who's got their hands in your pockets, albeit to tell you to keep your hands out of any other government assistance. We'll tell you about that when we come back here on Afternoons Live.